Hey, listener, it's Travis and Natalie, and we got an email from Claudette. Good to hear from you again. It says, hi, Travis and Natalie. I have questions for both of you. Travis, that's me. How did it feel on your last filming day with the cast? How did you feel after you were not on set anymore? Natalie, these two questions go for you too, since you both left 3 months apart. Keep up the good work with the podcast. I enjoy very much each week. Yes, thank you. Have a great day and stay safe. You too, Claudette. Okay, so the first question was, how did it feel on your last filming day with the cast? Last filming day was very emotional. I remember just telling myself constantly, like, you are doing the right thing. This is no big deal. You're leaving a show, and you're going to do another show. This happens all the time. It's no big deal. Like, this is just part of the drill. And is that mantra that I told myself doesn't work, because when you spend 3 years of your life with these people every day, like 100 days a year for 3 years, you travel with them, you party with them, you have dinners with them, you kiss them, you fall in love with them, you fall out of love with them, you fight with them, you argue over parking spots with them, you play pranks on them, you talk shit behind their back, you try to get them fired, like all these shit that you do with them for 3 years. And I was thinking, yeah, this is no big deal. I'll just like walk away and, come Monday, I'll just be like, all right, let's go. Let's get me another job. Well, that didn't happen. You know, there was so much tears and probably just me trying to keep my shit together. The acting that day was, I'd love to go back and see that. Maybe that's something I'll do, just to see that last day and see if I was even present. Like, I doubt I was even in my body as an actor because it was just so surreal. And of course, Teresa was about to get, poison injection. What is that? Lethal injection for the murder of Julian or somebody? I don't know who gives a crap. So how did you feel after you were not on set? So I, in the middle of all this happening, me leaving the show, I had even bigger drama happening in my life at the time. So, which kind of made the Leaving Passions thing very small compared to the drama going in my life, this relationship that I had and it just exploding and falling apart. And so I was, not only was I leaving the show, I was pretty emotionally wrecked, just heartbroken. And it was a bad breakup and a lot of shit went down. So it was very hard. It was very heavy. It's like, it just fucking all the shit came down at once. So that's what it felt like after I left. It was like, okay, this, you fucked up this relationship. You quit your fucking job. Like, what are you going to do now? So it didn't feel great for me. Eventually it did, eventually, like, that's how it kind of works. But yeah, it was a hard time. I did not feel great, but that's life, man. There's, like, you make tough decisions and then, you lose your job, you lose your house, you lose your car. It's like, fucking shit happens. And it sucks. None of that happened to me. Look at me. I'm like, what am I like? Jesus Christ. No, I was fine. I didn't lose my house. I had my apartment. I was driving around that stupid fucking Mustang. I was fine. It's okay, guys. Just went through a breakup. I'm going to shut up now and pass it over now.
This got dark.
It always gets dark.
Gonna lighten it up. I know. I actually feel
I'm a dark person.
I feel the need to lighten it up. Hi, gang. Sorry. Hi, gang. It's me. So I left. Yes, Claudette. I left about 3 months after Travis did. And a couple of things to take note. I will say that the day after Travis left the show, I worked that day, and then Travis and I had a reading of a play that our theater company had arranged that night. And so I got to see him I guess the first day he wasn't on the show, I still got to see him. I got to see him that night. And I remember giving him, I don't know if you remember this. I did like the Bachelor, the running and jumping into his arms hug, because I was so happy to see him because I missed him. It's, you know, it's not like I didn't have other friends on set, but I just really, really felt his absence that day.
No wonder I fell in love with you again.
Yeah, it was probably inappropriate to do that kind of the show of a display of affection.
Like everyone in our theater company went, see, I told you they're fucking.
We weren't, guys.
We weren't.
I was just really, really happy to see him. And then 3 months later, I had my last day. And I, too, was very confident in my decision to leave. It had been something that I had decided I was going to do very early on, and I had no qualms about it. So my emotional state that day had nothing to do with any kind of doubts or a breakup. I wasn't in the midst of a breakup. It sort of came out of nowhere. I went to work and I thought, okay, this is the last day. No big deal. I see a theme here. No big deal. This is not a big deal. People quit all the time. People leave jobs. They go on. And I remember after my very last scene, we did probably two takes, and our stage manager, Roy, sweet Roy, you know, did a rap on Natalie Z as Gwen. And I just started weeping. And I will say, dear listener, that has only happened 1.5 other times. The only other time that I cried at being wrapped from a show was Dirty Sexy Money. And then the halftime was...
The D2.
It was, how did you know? It was when I was...
You spent the most time with those people.
Well, but I didn't know I was... Okay, so with a detour, it was... I cried when being wrapped for the first season. I was also very pregnant. I was very pregnant.
Oh,
it was the best.
Play that card.
No, it was the best job I've ever had to date. And I loved this show and I wanted nothing more. I mean, it is very rare for me to be on a show that I want to go a second season.
That's not
I'm
true.
The girl who leaves the show after this, after the first
no,
season.
No, you're not.
I kinda,
when have you ever done that? You can't be that girl if you've never done it.
I didn't do it for Dirty Sexy Money either.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about this later. So, yeah, I cried. I cried tears of joy, I guess, but also just, you know, what Travis had said about, you know, these people, I got to know them and I got to really love them. And it's scary, but I recovered pretty easily. From what I hear, I wasn't at Travis's last day. From what I hear, he sobbed. I didn't. I did a very gentle weeping. And then for me, I will say for Travis, because he didn't mention this, Travis worked pretty quickly after leaving Passions. I know you got like some kind of not NCIS, but like one of those JAG shows or something. You got a guest star. JAG. It was JAG. It was JAG.
Yeah, and that job was terrible because I went from being like hot fucking guy. No, it wasn't Jack. It wasn't Jack.
Anyway, he did something. He did a guest star. And then immediately after that, like within a few months, he got a series. So he was fine. I, on the other hand, it took a minute. So not being on set.
It did.
Not being on set was fine for me because I was never really on set anyway. Like they'd kind of all but written me out. So it's not like I was like, oh my, it wasn't like Travis where like he went to work every day and now he didn't. Right. For me, it was like, I'm off this week, which I would have been anyway. And then I'm off next week, which I would have been anyway. And then the following week I'm off, which I probably would have at least worked a day that week. So it was a little less jarring, I think, for me than it probably was for him. But man, it took a long time for me to get work after that. Didn't regret it. Didn't regret leaving. Knew that it was the right thing, but certainly missed the paycheck. Yeah, I think that's it.
I remember thinking that I wish I could have been there on your last day. Did I do anything? Did I like have a drink?
I think
drink?
We, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think we probably went out and had drinks. I wasn't there on your last day either. Oh.
I know, but it, you know, it's like, what do I do? Like, try to get in at CBS Radford.
Yeah, that would have been weird. But I'm almost positive you had like arranged dinner or something that night, and it may have been with other people as well.
Reggie Bag.
Yeah, no, I mean I'm talking about my friends. My boyfriend. I'm talking about my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I probably put it together. And I remember,
anyway,
you know, one of the reasons I think, I want to say that one of the reasons why you ran and hugged me is also because you knew what I was going through, because I was dumping all that shit in your ear anyway about what was going on with me.
Yeah. I was very much a confidant.
No, you were. A confidant? Like a friend.
It's a word. Look it up.
All right. I'm done.
All right. We're done. Yeah. Travis has been very grouchy all day, and rightfully so. So I'm going to end this on a high note and say,
I'm not grouchy. That
okay.
Negates,
stop. I'm sorry. We'll talk about. Okay.
I have been grouchy all day.
All right. You guys are great.
Thank you, Claudette.
You guy. And you person.
You be safe.
Claudette. You
take
be
care
safe.
Of people.
It always falls apart at the end. Okay, bye.